They need one more seat. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's the situation for Senate Democrats.
Just one Senate seat is in the way of Democrats retaining control of the Senate. They either need to pull through in Nevada or they need to win that runoff in Georgia. Let's start, though, in Arizona, where a major blow has been provided to Republicans in what was seen as one of the biggest pickup opportunities. As Senator Mark Kelly is projected to win in that tight bid, that reelection of his over Blake Masters. And Masters feels that this came down to GOP investment.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Staying in Arizona, where Republican Carrie Lake remains confident she'll win the governor's race against Democrat Katie Hobbs. Lake was endorsed by former President Trump, who last night on social media made references to unfounded voter fraud. As China broadens its influence in Southeast Asia, President Biden took part in his third summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, otherwise known as ASEAN. While speaking in Cambodia, he said the U.S. will work to deepen peace and prosperity in the region.
Over the last year, my administration has announced more than $250 million in new initiatives with ASEAN. And for 2023, I requested $850 million in assistance for Southeast Asia.
On Monday, the president will come face-to-face with his Chinese counterpart. Both men will attend the G20 summit in Indonesia. The happiest place on earth could be hit with layoffs before the holidays. According to a report, the CEO of the Walt Disney Company sent an email to employees outlining tough and uncomfortable decisions. A hiring freeze could also be in the cards at Disney after a disappointing fourth quarter. It's unclear how many cuts could be coming. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The bloody government response to weeks of protest in Iran is being called out by Germany's Chancellor. Olaf Scholz says his country stands shoulder to shoulder with the Iranian people. The world at large will be given a chance to condemn the ongoing violence. The United Nations Human Rights Council will hold an urgent meeting on Iran later this month.
The meeting scheduled after Tehran's deadly crackdown on protesters, threats against journalists, and other claims of human rights violations. The protests sparked by the death of a 22-year-old woman after she was detained by the so-called morality police after she was accused of not wearing a hijab properly. The demonstrations have grown into one of the largest sustained challenges to the nation's government since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The Human Rights Council will hold the session the week of November 21st, following a diplomatic request by Germany and Iceland. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
Filling up the gas tank was supposed to get more painful in Georgia this week, but it's been delayed again.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is delaying the end of the state's gas tax suspension yet again. It will now remain suspended through December 11th. Georgia taxes gasoline at just under 29 cents a gallon, and Kemp first suspended the tax back in May and has extended it numerous times. Suspending a gas tax doesn't prevent retail prices from increasing if supply costs rise or demand increases. The governor's office says Georgians have saved close to $1 billion while the tax has been suspended. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Nationwide, the average cost for a gallon of gas has fallen today by a little more than a penny. AAA says the average price is $3.78. That's 37 cents more from a year ago, down 14 cents from a month ago, and down $1.23 from June. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.